January 20th, 2015, meeting of the City Council, the City of Springfield, Illinois is called to order. If you'd please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Alderman Edwards?
Here.
Alderman Simpson?
Here.
Alderman Turner?
Here.
Alderman Lesko?
Here.
Alderman Canman?
Here.
Alderman Jobe?
Here.
Alderman McMiniman?
Here.
Alderman Tylan?
Here.
Alderman Dove?
Here.
Alderman McDonough?
Here.
Mayor Houston?
Here. Before we move into the zoning agenda, I do have a proclamation that I would like to present. Whereas the duties of the Springfield City Council Coordinator requires a great deal of multitasking skills, patience, compromise, mediation, policy analysis, tact, charm, and strength. And whereas Joe Davis has proudly served the residents of Springfield, Illinois as City Council Coordinator since the position was established in 1993, connecting 38 aldermen with five mayors, Ozzie Langfelder, Karen Husera, Tim Davlin, Frank Edwards, and Mike Houston. And whereas, as both an avid golfer at Brook Hills Golf Course and a St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan, Joe adapted the skills needed for those two sports to his everyday functions in city government. Coordination, quick reaction times, knowledge, craftiness, strength, speed, judgment, and memory. And whereas community leaders, elected officials, and constituents have long appreciated Joe's tenacity and encouragement for all citizens to participate in local government with the understanding that problems are solved through teamwork and compromise. Now therefore I, J. Michael Houston, Mayor of the City of Springfield, Illinois, do hereby proclaim January 20th, 2015 to be Joe Davis Day in the City of Springfield in honor of his commitment to developing and strengthening the bond between the mayor and the city council and for emphasizing values such as self-discipline, self-confidence, and a spirit of selfless service for the betterment of the community. Joe?
That was supposed to be 1883, Joe.
I feel like it some days.
Well, it's not over yet.
Oh.
We also have a plaque here from the members of the City Council. This plaque is normally given to members of the City Council who are going off the City Council. And the members of the City Council wanted you to have this plaque for your service. Now, a lot of people may think that Joe's job is very easy, that he really doesn't do anything, and that he just enjoys life. But if you think about the job that he has to deal with 10 members of the City Council, each of whom have certain things that they want, that they need. And members of the City Council have a tendency to be asked for things rather quickly.
Careful, Mayor, we still got a vote.
And then he has to deal with the mayor, the city clerk, and the city treasurer. He literally deals with every department in city government. A lot of times he is dealing with problems, some small problems, some big problems. Joe has done an excellent job for the elected and non-elected officials within the city. He has done an excellent job for the people of the city of Springfield. We hope that you truly do enjoy retirement. You have earned it. We will miss you. Tim Griffin's got some big shoes to fill.
I guess I kind of expected this.
Thank you again, Mayor. Thank you, Member of the City Council.
Could be a little tough.
Not for a Cardinals fan.
5 must be my lucky number. I know it's been 38 that I've worked for, and I think there's over 50 that I've either worked with or served under in the past 22 years. That goes along with 5 mayors, the mayor said. I think this is probably my 500-plus city council meeting I've attended in these many years. I'd like to take the time to thank all the other members that I've served up with or under, the other mayors, the other elected officials. Most of all, I think I'd like to thank city employees. Without their help, I probably couldn't have done this job. I'd like to thank my mom and dad for the work ethic they've given to me all these years. My family, my friends who put up with me, listen to me bitch about this place for a long, long time. I'd like to thank Gene Adams, who walked in this door 22 years ago with me and served as my assistant. She's a wonderful girl. Last but not least, I got to thank Jeanette. She's been my right hand forever. I appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.
I know you've got a tough night. You've got that zoning tonight, city council meeting and budget. Thank you again. I wish you all luck. And believe me, I'm going to try to enjoy it.
Mayor, if I might. Only has Joe worked with us, but we've all considered Joe to be a really dear friend of ours. And when some of us have went down a trail we wish we hadn't gotten down, Joe's always stepped up to get us out of it. So, Joe, from me, a heartfelt thanks for all the memories you've given me. Thanks, man.
Okay, moving on to the zoning agenda. The first item on the agenda is docket number 2014-064 at 2541 West Isles Avenue. The petitioner is Todd Green. The present zoning classification is an S1 neighborhood commercial and office district. The requested zoning relief is reclassification B1 Highway Business Service District, section 155.033. The Springfield-Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission recommendation is denial. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation is approval of the petition for reclassification to B1 Highway Business Service District, section 155.033. Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor, there's an agreed motion worked out by the petitioner and adjoining homeowners. The petition reads, deny the petition for reclassification from S1 District to B1 District. Instead, grant a use variance to allow an automotive sales facility with these limitations. No service or parts department except car washing. Lights will automatically dim no later than 9 p.m. There will be a buffer zone on the north property line consisting of trees, shrubs, and a common fence with the existing residential homeowner. No inventory vehicles will be delivered by truck. Signage will be on the building only.
And that's a motion?
That's a motion, Mayor.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion to deny the petition for reclassification from S1 Neighborhood Commercial and Office District to B1 Highway Business Service District, instead grant a use variance to allow the automobile sales facility with these limitations. No service or parts department except car washing. Lights will automatically dim no later than 9 p.m. There will be a buffer zone on the north property line consisting of trees, shrubs, and a common fence with the existing residential homeowner. No inventory vehicles will be delivered by truck. Signage will be on the building only. All those in favor of the motion, vote yes. Those opposed, vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0.
Thank you very much.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is docket number 2014-056 for property located at 1729 North 8th Street. That agenda item has been withdrawn. The next item on the agenda is docket number 2014-076 for property located at 1322 South 11th Street, first floor, Suite A. The petitioner is Calvin B. Jones. The present zoning classification is an R3B, General Residence District, section 155.018, with a conditional permitted use for a rehabilitation home. The requested zoning relief is reclassification to S3, Central Shopping District, section 155.032, for the first floor, Suite A. The Springfield-Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission recommendation is denial. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation is to accept the staff recommendations to deny the petition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, move to accept the petition as submitted to reclassify property commonly known as 1322 South 11th Street, first floor, Suite A, from R3B, General Residence District, to a CPU for resident rehabilitation home, to S3 Central Shopping District. The zoning for the rest of the structure will remain as currently zoned. This motion for reclassification only applies to the first floor, Suite A only.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion?
Mayor, are there any members of the public that wish to address the council?
And Mr. Sinclair, if you'd just state your name and address for the record.
Sinclair, 1101 South Grand Avenue East here in Springfield. And I would like to ask the City Council for a continuance on this. It's currently in a lawsuit with myself, and we're challenging whether the original decision was legal to give him the zoning variance. So rather than make another change when we don't know the first one is legal or not, I would ask for a continuance.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I understand this is in litigation as to the second floor, which has been approved for a halfway house. And if we make a decision today, it may make the litigation more complex. So it seems that that's a reasonable request to continue this until we know how the litigation goes. So,
Mr. Mayor, since this is in Ward 2, I'm going to object to Mr. McMiniman. I'm not sure where he's coming from in terms of this, because it has nothing to do with Ward 7. I would ask Corporation Counsel to address the issue with regard to this being in litigation and this having anything to do with that particular litigation. This only cleans up a miscommunication in terms of the first floor. Now, if we leave this like it is, and I'm not sure Mr. Sinclair understands this, but the bottom floor will also be able to be used for a halfway house. That is not the intent. It never was the intent of the petitioner. I don't believe, and again, you can correct me, Corporation Counsel, I don't believe this action has anything to do with or will prohibit the other action from the legal action from going forward.
Generally, the existence of pending litigation is not going to tie the City Council's hands on being able to change the ordinance that might be involved in the litigation. So it's entirely up to the discretion of the City Council on what it wants to do. The general rule is if there's an ordinance that's being litigated, the court will have to take notice of the ordinance as it is amended at any stage of the litigation. So, if the council chooses to make this change, the parties in the litigation can bring that change to the attention of the court.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question for the Ward 2 Alderman. Can you, if there's a controversy, which maybe there's not, we usually hear from both sides. Can you explain to me what the petitioner is going to do with this property?
He's going to use it for retail at the bottom.
Okay.
Like everything else around there, on the bottom it's retail. And that was his intent. all along.
So your motion would give him that intent then to do that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor.
Alderman Cammon.
So the bottom floor, what can the bottom floor be used for now under the current zoning?
Just residential.
So could it be used as a halfway house, a rehabilitation home?
That is correct.
Okay, so all this is doing, if we grant it, is allowing him to use it for retail sales?
The downstairs only, correct.
And the upstairs is still, we previously zoned that for rehabilitation?
That is correct.
Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Cammon.
I would just like to comment on the fact that we are a unified city in a sense that this is a council where we all further the interests of the entire city, and we're not 10 different cities where somehow a particular area is the province of one and no one can make a comment about it. For example, there's a resident and a constituent in Ward 7 that happens to own a furniture store right across the street from this location. And that the whole city is that way. We're a fabric of interconnected pieces. And it's unfortunate that anyone would object to a member of this council making a comment about their opinion about what might be in the best interest of the city. So I think it would be in our best interest to hold off to see how the litigation goes. I understand what our city council is, our attorney is saying, and we can have different views about that. But there's no reason to reject what one alderman has to say about a matter that's before all 10 of us. And I feel really strongly about that, and it's happened before in this context, and it's not appropriate. Thank you, Mayor.
There's further discussion? If not, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, which is to move to accept the petition as submitted to reclassify property commonly known as 1322 South 11th Street, first floor, Suite A, from R3B, General Residence District, with a conditional permitted use for rehabilitation home, to S3 Central Shopping District. The zoning for the rest of the structure will remain as currently zoned. The motion for reclassification only applies to the first floor, Suite A only. All those in favor of the motion, vote yes. Those opposed, vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0. The next item on the agenda is docket number 2014-077 for property located at 2701 Hermitage Road. The petitioner is Real Life Church Incorporated. The present zoning classification is an R1 single family residence district, section 155.016. The requested zoning relief is a variance of section 155.310 through 155.315. Residence office district sign regulations pursuant to section 155.212, general provisions in section 155.213, application for variances of the Springfield zoning ordinance to allow commercial and industrial sign regulations for sections 155.320 through 155.325 in this R1 zoning district. The Springfield-Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission recommendation is approval. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation is to approve the petition as submitted for a variance of sections 155.310 through 155.315, residence office district sign regulations pursuant to section 155.212, general provisions, and section 155.213, applications for variances of the Springfield zoning ordinance to allow commercial and industrial sign regulations for section 155.320 through 155.325 in this R1 zoning district. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept the Regional Planning Commission recommendation.
Second.
Moved and second to accept the Regional Planning Commission recommendation, which is approval. Further discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion vote yes. Those opposed, vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0. The next item on the agenda is docket number 2014-078 for property located at 1208 South 6th Street. The petitioner is Nikki L. Baker and Tina M. Thornhill. The present zoning classification is an R5B, General Residence and Office District, section 155.021. The requested zoning relief reclassification to S2, Community Shopping and Office District, section 155.031. The amended Springfield-Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission recommendation is denial of the S2 zoning, but recommend approval of a use variance for furniture repair and refinishing, provided it only occurs on the first floor of the structure. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation is to accept the amended staff recommendation to deny the S2 zoning, but to recommend approval of the use variance for furniture repair and refinishing, limited to the first floor of the structure. The chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we deny the petition as submitted, but accept the amended staff recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the amended staff recommendation to deny the S2 zoning, but recommend approval of the use variance for furniture repair and refinishing, limited to the first floor of the structure. Further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion vote yes, those opposed vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0. The next item on the agenda is docket number 2014-079 for property located at 3120 Stanton Avenue. The petitioner is Joseph R. Victor. The present zoning classification is a planned unit development one, convenience rural in the Lake Victoria planned unit development with a major use change to allow the sale of furniture. The requested zoning relief is reclassification to B1, Highway Business Service District, Section 155.033. The Springfield-Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission recommendation is approval. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation is to accept the staff's recommendation for approval of the petition for reclassification to a B1 Highway Business Service District, Section 155.033. Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to accept the Planning and Zoning recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the Planning and Zoning recommendation, which is to accept the staff's recommendation for approval of the petition for reclassification to B1 Highway Business Service District, Section 155.033. All those, is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion vote yes, those opposed vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0. The final item on the zoning agenda is docket number 2014-080 for property located at 2800 West Lawrence. The petitioner is Shell Bellows, a general partner of the Springfield Manor Healthcare Center. The present zoning classification is an R5B, General Residence and Office District, Section 155.021. The requested zoning relief is reclassification to S2, Community Shopping and Office District, Section 155.031. The Springfield-Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission recommendation is deny the petition as submitted, but recommend approval of reclassification to an S1 Neighborhood Commercial and Office District. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation is to recommend approval of the staff's recommendation to deny the petition as submitted, but to recommend approval of reclassification to S1 Neighborhood Commercial and Office District. The chair will entertain a motion.
I would like to make a motion to deny the petition as submitted for S2, Community Shopping and Office District, but recommend approval of staff's recommendation for reclassification to S1, Neighborhood Commercial and Office District, and to exclude the following uses: masseurs, psychics, mediums, hospitals, crematorium, bed and breakfast, fishing tackle, hotels apartment, hotels transient, pet stores that sell live animals, tattoo parlors, tobacco stores, tourist homes, trade or other schools for adults, packaged liquor stores, cemeteries or mausoleums, and water/sewer stations.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion?
Discussion, Mayor. I'm assuming, Alderman Tylan, I'm assuming both parties have agreed to that.
Yes, the two gentlemen are in the back. We've met extensively on this.
All right, perfect.
No, here, no further discussion. All those in favor of the motion to deny the petition as submitted for an S2 Community Shopping and Office District, but recommend approval of staff's recommendation for reclassification to S1 Neighborhood Commercial and Office District, and to exclude the following uses: masseurs, psychics, mediums, hospitals, crematorium, bed and breakfast, fishing tackle, hotels apartments, hotels transient, pet stores that sell live animals, tattoo parlors, tobacco stores, tourist homes, trade or other schools for adults, packaged liquor stores, cemeteries or mausoleums, water and sewer stations. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion vote yes, those opposed vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0.